I'll tell you this. At Boldner Directions, and our subdivision is the Negotiations Training Institute, our training and coaching organization, we deliver negotiation training worldwide, along with other programs. And I have asked thousands at this point of people, raise your hand, please, if you know what emotional intelligence is, or EQ. And I would say it's maybe 5%. Well, it doesn't surprise me any longer, but let me tell you why in this way that I know how important it is. After studying particularly Daniel Goleman, you may have already promoted his books. He's one of the first authors on emotional intelligence, 1994 or so. The word emotional throws a lot of people off. And so in taking another look after a deeper study of the topic, we have actually trademarked with the Patent and Trademark Office of the U.S. Government, EQ, total life intelligence. Total. That's how important we know it is. The four basic quadrants, and I'll stay with emotional intelligence and how those four quadrants normally look. The first one is self-awareness. And nothing changes in a person's life, a negotiator's life, unless they are self-aware of what they're thinking, feeling, their body sensations during the negotiations. What is it about them that they need to, that's going on inside? We have a lot of, a friend of mine calls it roof chatter. We have a lot of stories during a negotiation included about what they're doing and how they are and what they think of us. But that's all going on inside our head. So who's in charge of our brain, our thoughts, our feelings? It's us. But the first thing is to be aware of that. There are a lot of triggers in negotiations. One of the chapters in the book, we won't get into it on this podcast, but it's reducing conflict, dissolving conflict. And part of negotiations is there's some wrestling. There's simply, you got to tug. You have to be willing to be in a give and take, question and challenge, request what you need. And you need to know where you are about that stuff and what your reactions are, and that's all about self-awareness. The second quadrant, this is a four-quadrant model, the second quadrant is self-management. You know, one of the things we say in our negotiation class, I'll ask, we have a number of trainers, 15 globally, but I'll ask, how many of you have ever said something and as soon as it's out of your mouth, you regret it, and all the hands go up? So that's because they did not self-manage a thought that they had first, and then it slipped out and over towards the other person, often with a tone that was not, well, inspiring or conducive for good relationship, and good relationship is what we strive for in a negotiation. So there are tendencies within us that want to shoot out and blast and are not always appropriate in negotiations, or they're ill-timed. Some people have a habit of kind of caving in with regard to concessions. Somebody would say something like, well, that's not good enough, and they'll immediately knee-jerk into offering more. Now, that's actually called a tactic because the other side wants you to give something without them having to give something in return. So you need self-management to not do that, to instead ask questions, get curious, see what the other party is actually talking about, and that is a part of the self-management of what you do and do not say on behalf of the bigger picture as you define what you want to get out of a negotiation. Those two, self-awareness and self-management, are about you, the individual, you, the nonprofit person who is negotiating. But then you go to the other quadrants, and they're about the other party, and the first quadrant is social awareness. And there's clues going on that you need to be on the lookout for in the other human beings. They are negotiated, but what are the clues that's what's going on for them? How did they just react to something you offered or said no to, for instance? And you're reading their facials and their body language and their tones of voice. So heightening your awareness of the other gives you a chance to really check out what's going on over there. This actually leads into assumptions. An assumption is when you believe something is true, or you think it's true, but you don't really know. And that's a killer in negotiations. So the idea, again, for social awareness is something has given you some clue that something's going on, and ask about it. They know the answers. You don't have to assume anything. Sometimes that takes courage, which is another part of negotiating, and that's a big topic. And then the last of the four quadrants is social management or managing the relationship. And this is also critical because negotiations is a dance with other partners, whether it's one or there's a committee on the other side. When the relationship goes sour, the negotiations go south. And so preserving, cultivating, sustaining, and preserving a good relationship, some of which is done through Cialdini's six principles, as noted before, but holding the relationship as a prime aspect towards successful relationships, you need to constantly be thinking about looking for opportunities to keep that relationship rich, positive, and focused together on mutuality-based goals. And so there's a lot to emotional intelligence. Those are some of the pieces.